There's been a major break today in the investigation of church burnings in rural Alabama. Federal law enforcement officials say they have two young men in custody, and they're looking for a third. 9 Baptist churches have been damaged or destroyed in the last month. NPR's Kathy Lohr has been following the story, and she joins me now. And Kathy, what more can you tell us about these men who were arrested?
We know that the two men, Ben Mosley and a Russell DeBus, they are students at Birmingham Southern College. And as you said, the officers are still looking for a third person, another student in Birmingham. We know that a criminal complaint was signed against these two today. We do not know a motive. And we know that an initial appearance was made today in court in Birmingham, Alabama. And that's pretty much what we know today. As I said, we still don't know a motive.
And we're expecting a statement a little later. This has been a top priority for federal and local officials, I understand.
It really has. All of the local sheriff's offices combined with the state law enforcement, also the ATF, have run an extensive investigation. They have combed fire scenes to find clues. They've sent that information to a lab in Atlanta to develop leads, and apparently that led them to these suspects. And the ATF did say that this church arson investigation has been a top priority. I mean, there are so many. There's an Alabama Church Fire Task Force. There have been so many local people working on this. It's been such a top priority.
And Kathy, tell us more about the churches that were burned. Do investigators suspect a racial motive?
Well, as I've said, they really haven't come out with a motive. And the churches that were burned are both Black Baptist churches and churches where there are white congregations. So, there were fires that began in the pulpits. The sheriffs said that while these churches were in rural areas, that they felt that the suspects may perhaps have been to the churches or maybe even knew the churches. So, I mean, in some sense, it may be not be maybe a surprise that these students that we're seeing arraigned today or arrested are from the area. So the churches, there are 9 churches that were found to have arson, actually 10 total, but only 9 that were found to have been in this crime. And again, an implication that some of these churches may have been visited by those responsible at some point in the past.
Now you visited some of the communities where these churches were, and I'm wondering what their effect was. What was the effect on the communities there?
I think some of these communities were really devastated. There were some fear, and these are small towns where these churches are the center of the communities, and where the churches were actually completely devastated or burned to the ground. People are wondering where they're going to go for services, how they're going to rebuild. And in another sense, there's a continuation of, we've got to keep the community going, the church going. And they want to remind people, that they don't want to tolerate this kind of violence. So, I think that people there are going to be, just so happy that they see that there's some movement on this investigation and that there are people arrested in this case.
NPR's Kathy Lohr, thank you.
Thank you so much.